Let's bring in Nick Gillespie. He, as we say, is the editor-in-chief at Reason.com and Reason TV. Nick, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, let's suppose we get this Republican sweep that they're all predicting.
Right.
Fair enough. Come next year, come the succeeding years, will the Republicans really change the course of economic policy in this country?
Sadly, no. I mean, because we need this, but I don't think they're the people to bring it. You saw that in their pledge to America, where they didn't actually articulate anything major. To the extent that they roll back Obamacare or push back against it, they're going to be upping Medicare, and we're going to be in a kind of net situation.
Well, it's all about cutting spending.
Right.
Are they
going
to get to grips with cutting and just pulling the fangs of government spending? Got it.
But
to some degree, don't they have to play politics? If they come out and say, I'm going to cut Medicare $500 billion, you lose the election.
You know, at a certain point, if you don't say that, you're never going to do it. And if you, you know, I mean, typically politicians don't get religion once they've been elected office. I mean, then they get in control of things. And we saw this is exactly the same Republican Party that was in power from, you know, with Bush from 2000 to 2006. They didn't cut anything. In fact, under Bush, 8 years of Bush, total federal expenditures went up 104%.
Nick, this is doom
and gloom. And by the way, remember that when Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats came in 2006, they said they were pledging to fiscal accountability. They were going to gut the farm bill. Immediately, they just signed the biggest farm bill ever. So I don't think Washington has gotten it yet, and they won't get it until they really wrangle with entitlement reform.
But, fair enough.
And defense spending.
Okay, but wait a second. They get in, they win the House. That's
right. And that will probably be all that.
You can say for sure there is not going to be a big new spending program.
That is
no big new stimulus.
Yes.
You're not going to get cap and trade. You're not going to get a punitive energy bill.
You're probably
not
going to
get card check.
Anyway.
All of that lot, they're off the table.
Yep.
I mean,
and that leaves us, you know, still up over 100% from where we were 10 years ago on the economy. What kind of tax relief are they going to get? Because it's clear that the Obama economic team does not understand how to generate new economic activity in terms of cutting capital gains taxes or changing the business tax structure, much less personal income tax. It's not clear that the Republicans do either, or that they will be willing to really start articulating a true free market economic plan. You know, somebody like John Boehner is not, you know, he's better at captaining a Titanic than he is some kind of speedboat.
Well, this is doom and gloom stuff.
It's not doom and gloom, because what will happen is in 2012, I mean, one of the ways to think about this politically, and this may not be good for markets, but is that we're in a long march away from the Democrats and the Republicans. I mean, you know, while Republicans hold an enthusiasm gap over Democrats now, both parties are way down in terms of the enthusiasm that they get from people. And starting in 2008, which seemed like a great year for Democrats, you know, the enthusiasm is gone. The enthusiasm is gone after 10 years of Republican control. Look to 2012 to see people who are actually articulating a different vision, somebody like a Mitch Daniels.
But you're talking third party?
Not a third party, because, you know, there'll only be two parties in America that are dominant because of the constitutional structure.
So a gradual revolt within the Republican Party, which comes up. Turn it towards the libertarian wing.
And this is when you see people like Mitch Daniels, when you see somebody like Dick Morris, the political consultant, and they're saying, you know what, cut the social conservative stuff is over. What we need is a lean government that helps make a general framework and a structure for economic and social activity.
Can you win an election like that? Go ahead, Sean.
It sounds to me that you're saying that this Tea Party movement type thing, this third party thing, this is not going to just be like a Ross Perot, a flash.
Right.
I mean, this is here to stay, and actually at one point could actually be a dominant force.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Ross Perot was fascinating because he got, what, 20% or so of the vote, but it was a single person, and, you know, even somebody like Jesse Ventura couldn't push anything forward with something like that. The Tea Party is the beginning of a generational.
But do they need a leader? At some point, do they need a figurehead?
Yeah. At some point, they do. And clearly, Sarah Palin is not it, because she doesn't know anything or care anything about economics. She's good at slogans and she's good at the social con stuff. But this is where I think when you look at governors who are relatively successful, people like Rick Perry, people like Mitch Daniels, you know, there's probably a couple others out there who can pull this off.
I've got to round this out, but you don't see fundamental change coming to our economic course, direction, and policy.
You
don't see it.
No, this is. this is one, you know, it's like the former heads of GM coming back to head GM again. They might have learned a couple of lessons and they won't spend as freely.
So debt continues to escalate?
It has to. I mean, it will until we take care of entitlement spending.
And we won't take care of entitlement spending the next couple of years.
No, absolutely not. What hopefully and what the brave politicians and the visionaries will do is that they'll start having the conversation where we need to redraw this whole, you know, this whole contract about Medicare, which ultimately will bankrupt the country, and is something that's an emanation of the Great Depression, even if it was created in the 60s. The circumstances that gave rise to Social Security and Medicare have changed dramatically. Old people are not poor people anymore. And if we don't make entitlements reflect that, and in fact, you know, I mean, for centuries, the whole point of being old is that you give money to the young, not that you suck it out of their pockets and beggar them so that you can live the last couple of years of your life.
Food for thought for the rest of this program, and good stuff. Yeah. Nick Gillespie, Reason Foundation. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.